A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 9. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of the house and on your gates. What a wonderful description of our love towards God. Because that is the command that God gives from verse 4 and 5, that we ought to love God with all our hearts. We looked at last time how it is not just a human love that satisfies God. Only the divine will satisfy the divine. He is able to pour his divine agape love into your heart that you truly can love him with all your heart, soul, and might. But then remembering that all he has said and commanded is to be ours, starting with the love of God. And he says, all these things shall be on your heart. And then the next verse is the one to teach them diligently to our children. If all of these things are not on your heart, then you won't have the authority, the ability to teach them to your children. But if you truly love God as the very foundation of your life, you will be given authority by God through his Holy Spirit to teach these things to our children. And he speaks very specifically that everything we do must be saturated with the Word of God. It must be so close to us, inside our house, in the most intimate place, wherever we walk, wherever we lie down, when we rise up in the morning. It is to be on our hand, on our between our eyes. It is to be written on the doorposts of our house, on our gates, everywhere. We are to be busy with God. Not just we ourselves, but with our children too. God wants this message, this glorious privilege which he has given to his children, to be everlasting down through the generations. Don't limit your Christianity to yourself only. It must start with you, yes. But when you love God, it is automatic that it'll spread to those around you, to those of your loved ones, your friends. The Word of God is to saturate you and then to reach them as well.